Hey, Gunner. Is that you, Gunner?
Yes, Runner, it is me. And I'm telling you that we have to go back in time, back to the future, so we could stop Riff from taking over the podcast.
Riff is doing it again. We just came back from the future.
No, he's back. He's doing it again. And we need to go back in time, kick his ass, and make certain that Runner and Gunner get the podcast on air and live.
This time, Gunner, we got to bag us some 90s chicks from the past.
Great Scott's, Runner. That's a brilliant idea. We will. And we'll do it all while listening to the Runner and Gunner video game podcast.
While we're there, you think we could help my dad get back with my mom so to make sure that I'm born?
Of course we can, Runner. Of course we can. And we will.
Thanks, Gunner. Hey, let's not hesitate. Let's go back to the future.
Cheers to you, maniacs! It is another fine Monday morning.
Another beautiful Monday morning.
And remember, if you can have a good Monday, you can have a great life.
Great life.
Yes, everybody, it is Monday morning.
Monday.
Are you happy? I hope you're happy. I hope
this
you had a great weekend.
This is the first Monday of March. And the first Monday of March is Women's Month.
Women's History Month.
We got St. Patrick's. We got Women's History.
We went straight from Black History Month.
So
thank
women.
You all our friends.
Yeah.
And now we are at Women's History Month. Thank you all, ladies.
Oh, we love all the women. Why do we love the women? Because
they build tanks.
They birth.
Oh, yeah, that
they
too.
They make humans.
They make
plus,
humans.
Plus, they're pretty dang awesome because everybody loves their mama.
I could hardly resist my mixed emotions and my countlessness.
Yeah.
After all, she's forever in my mind.
Woo.
I love you. Yeah, yeah. Everybody, it's Women's History Month. Go ahead and find yourself a beautiful lady. Take her by the hand. Kiss the top of it. Maybe pull her close to you. Say, hey, mama, give me some sugar.
Yeah,
and
some
give her
nice,
a nice smack
sweet
of
sugar.
Lips.
Oh, yeah.
Women's
tell
History
her,
Month. Thank you, Mom.
Tell how great she
Thank
is.
You, Grandmother. Thank you, Sister.
Yeah, everybody.
Thank you, Auntie
Every
Christy.
Every female person that has ever existed in either a positive or any kind of light whatsoever. As long as she existed, women, this is for you. You know, this month is for you. So we give it up to you, ladies, you know. We know that October is Breast Cancer Awareness, and we're always aware of the breasts. But this is just women's
yes.
only. This
God
is
bless you, women.
Straight, just women, you know, doesn't matter.
God bless
what you
women.
You are who you are, woman.
And
you're
God
a woman,
bless Yoko.
And God bless Yoko.
God bless Yoko.
So, yeah, everybody out there, this
I bet
is
she
Monday.
Like, I bet she's in New York right now. She probably just woke up. You look, who said that?
Yeah, she heard it.
It was us, Yoko, the Runner and Gunner video game podcast.
And you're always welcome to just drop in and say hello anytime you want.
Everybody out there, we just want to tell you that it's Monday morning. You sipped all weekend. You had a great week before that because of the Runner and Gunner video game podcast. But
yes,
you sipped
did.
All weekend. You had tequila.
Tequila.
You had rice wine.
Ooh,
you had
sake,
beers
sake.
On tap. You
Beer.
Had seltzers for the
Seltzer.
Women, you know, and the little
had,
little
and then
Lennies.
You woke up Sunday morning and had mimosas,
oh,
and
man.
You had brunch, and
oh,
then you had some more
man.
Late afternoon sips.
And then
so
you,
we know
and then
it's
you didn't
rough.
Want to, but your friends called you out, and you went out and you had margaritas,
and ended the night with the bang. And now it's Monday, and we know maybe
oh,
your headache's
you're
pounding
hurting.
A little bit. Are you, you know, you're tired
oh,
from
what about
the whole
the
weekend.
Side, the side hangover where you get that hangover just right there in the corner of the side
Ooh.
Of your head. Oh.
Yeah, and it can't stop throbbing no matter how many Advil or Tylenol
waters you drink,
any waters
bacon
or
and eggs,
any kind of,
you know,
any solutions you try may find.
The greasiest bacon and eggs in the world couldn't help it.
And you
know?
Can't do the hair of the dog. Why? Because you got to work. You got responsibilities today.
So which brings me to everybody out there sipping on the weekends, remember to eat something in between
Always
the sips.
Eat.
So the hangover is not so bad.
And also know? What helps that is having water in between sips as well. So eat something. Maybe have a couple glasses of water every couple drinks just to counter it off.
Yeah, you know.
And maybe you will be fine on this Monday morning.
Hit up Jack in the Box. Get those soy tacos. They're still only $1.50.
Uh-huh.
You know, just load up on those just so you have something
and
to soak up that
alcohol. And hardly anything's a buck now these days.
Hardly anything.
So you got to take
Shoot.
Advantage of that before the price just keeps going through the roof.
Time was you can get a pair of shoes for $1. That was 1945.
Yeah, and they were made of wood.
Everybody out there, it is Monday morning. Go ahead and take a sip of your coffee. Go ahead and take a sip of your water. Stay focused. Keep your eyes ahead. Turn down your phone. Put your phone on the dashboard or put it in the hiding place or where the phone goes.
You know
take
why?
Your phone, take your hands off the phone. And
because
listen to the
it
Runner
is time to relax and let Runner and Gunner massage your brains out there. Because that's what we're going to do. We're going to serenade your minds. And we have all kinds of things to discuss today. So, Gunner, let's let them know what
let's
we're doing today.
Let's get into it.
With our show.
So, everybody, since it's Ladies History Month.
Ladies History.
And not just ladies, but women in general. You could be the bad chick, you know?
Yeah.
You could be a couple baddies and still your month.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what,
even the Wicked Witch.
But what we're talking about this week is female leads in video games.
So welcome, women.
Everybody, you know that there's female leads in video games.
Leave your blouse on or off, optional.
They're very generous in their gameplay and their skills and their studying. And it's all about the fundamentals of the video game and less about the character's voluptuousness. And so we bring to you
it's
a list.
It's not about the shaking and baking. It's more about the shooting and collecting.
And killing and stabbing.
Yeah.
Kicking is always a
and
big
overcoming.
Part of
this. So,
and
now
overcoming the tyranny of
so
man.
So girls, women have become kind of higher than equal rights when it comes to video games too.
Yes.
Because now they could also kick ass as good as some of the super popular characters in video games.
And they're not only just burning their bras, but they're burning dead bodies. Or just zombies.
Torching them.
Even robots. They are known to shoot and kill and burn robots. So everybody out here, let us get into it. This is the list.
Of females.
Yes. We've come to another list in the
video game
world. The wide, wide world of Runner and Gunner. In honor of Ladies History Month, everybody, we have a list of female leads in video games. Some of the best, some of the worst, someone on you don't even know. Is Yoko Ono in it? Probably not. Because Yoko Ono doesn't make any video games.
She's not
unless
in
you
any
count
of the Beatles
Rockstar.
Rock band videos.
Rock band.
I don't think she's in there.
Is she? Maybe she's not even in the background?
Her name is mentioned, but that's about it.
Oh, Yoko.
Oh, Yoko.
How I call your name when I'm shaving in the middle of a bath.
And I think Paul might have sent a curse word before her name and the little cutscenes they have on there. But those are the ones that are hidden, so you want to know about those.
He said, why is Yoko even here? You shouldn't even be here.
She's just taking up space.
Oh no, Yoko.
Every time a mate would bring in a woman, you could see that he was clearly in love. He was just in love with her.
Barakura. All right, everybody. Hey, did you know that John Lennon and Paul McCartney drank beers together?
They sure did.
Sipaloo!
Is that a fact?
Monday morning crash, cheers. Everybody.
Cheers, everyone out there. You maniacs out there.
I'm drinking a
stout. Let's tell it. And all you female maniacs, too. You ladies out there.
All the female
ladies. Tell them about it.
The lady maniacs. The lady maniacs. The lady axe.
Lady axe.
The lady axe. Runner and Gunner lady axe.
Hello, lady axe.
First, before we get into this list, what are some of your favorite leads? Female stars in video games. What are your favorite female characters in video games? Is it Peach?
Peach.
Probably Peach. Everyone's favorite character is Peach.
I mean, Peach.
Or Jill Valentine.
Peach is so innocent. She doesn't even have children. She might even be a virgin. She might be.
Yeah,
she's so awesome, though.
She is reserved for Mario, though. You know, he's the knight in red armor.
How many
armor.
Times has that guy rescued her? Over. Countless. So many times. Like,
yeah, eventually he's going to get to the end of the castle, you know?
So many. Yeah, eventually he'll be the King Mario at the end, but. When will the series end? We may never know because it's got to go on and on and on.
Yeah, he's kind of
like...
And
Peach always... She's...
Arthur.
Okay,
no,
she's very
Lancelot.
Pretty. She's a beautiful lady, but she's not very bright. Because how can you get kidnapped over and over? I'm saying every few years this
like
girl gets kidnapped.
Olive oil Popeye thing going on with Brutus, you know, Bluto. Like, Bluto always captures Olive Oil and Popeye's always fighting to keep Olive Oil out of trouble. That's like Mario and Peach and Bowser and their whole relationship.
And Maniacs, we all know why... Koopa will never get her because he's not a gentleman. He doesn't treat her right.
But he is horny.
Yeah, he's that. He's that though. Yeah.
I mean, he's got horns on his back.
He has
and his
a lot.
And
he's got the horns on his head.
His head.
And he's got a lot of spikes. So
and no girl likes that.
He's horny and spiky. So
yeah,
nobody.
You know, just
they don't want
trash.
Yeah. Plus,
just a nuisance, you know.
Plus, he's got that dragon breath. You know, no girl likes that either. That
he's
fire
got that
breath.
Dragon ass.
Yeah, he does. He does.
He does, everybody.
And plus, he's a baby's daddy. Where are all these babies' moms?
He's
has
got
all
like
12, these kids
I know.
And no baby's mother.
Jennifer
so
Lopez.
Nobody wants to get with that. Yeah, J-Lo might be one of them.
Yeah, I think J-Lo is one of them. Or all of them, you know.
Maybe.
All right, everybody, let's crack this open.
All right, here we go. We already mentioned Peach, so
oh, wait.
Off the bat, Princess Peach was there.
Before we get into this, that's what we're going to be talking about, everybody, is famous lead female characters in video games. But before we do, we just want to get into some few news. I know it's the morning. It's a bright and sunny day. It was raining all month long in February.
It's been raining like crazy.
But now it's a bright blue sunny day. It's a beautiful day, right? Everybody. Yeah. There will be blue skies.
But wait a minute. Gunnar, I heard you were saying that in certain regions of the state of California, they weren't having such sunny weather.
Yeah,
I know we're in
right.
Southern California, Los Angeles, but you were saying something about the news and the...
The blizzard.
There we go. The big blizzard.
There is. So
the Blizzard of Oz.
Ongoing blizzards pound California, Sierra Nevada with heavy snow and dangerous winds. Everybody, that's still going on.
Of course,
you know?
Sierra Nevada. We're praying for you guys.
They call it... it's a new thing. Lenny's are talking about global freezing. It's like a new
thing.
Come on,
you guys.
Come on, dude. How many global things are we going to have?
Seriously.
Global catastrophes.
For reals.
California storm could bring 12
How about global lovemaking? Let's do that.
Global lovemaking.
That would be
like
the ultimate one.
I like that one.
How about global lovemaking and global non-war? Let's do that.
What about global kissing?
Mm-hmm.
Kiss all the ladies, gentlemen.
Matter of fact, let's make that a national holiday. Whatever month we don't have holidays, I don't know.
Yes.
It seems like we have a holiday every month, but... Easter is at the end of this month, too. I forgot about that. Another holiday. Easter falls at the end of this month.
Easter is in March, I know. That's crazy.
Isn't that weird? It's usually
weird.
In April, so...
How does that even happen?
But like Gunnar was saying, we are hoping that everybody out there...
Those who wait upon
the
Lord shall rise up with wings like eagles.
That's right, and... People out there in the blizzards, you know, we're hoping for the best for you guys. You know, I know a lot of you are listening to us out there. And so we're with you, okay? We're a brain.
All right, California, the Sierra Nevada storm could bring 12 feet of snow. Look, we got ex-Dodger Steve Garvey.
Steve Garvey.
His remarkable rise to the top poll in California U.S. Senate.
Isn't that a trip?
The Dodger.
Dodgers.
He's dodging them bullets.
Let's go, Dodgers.
Been dodging those politicians' creepy
Every
questions.
Every Dodger fan's voting for him, so he's got all of L.A. on his side.
Dodging journalists.
Dodge him. Dodge.
Dodging the public. He's a Dodger. That's what
dodge
he does.
Dutch.
California gas prices and electricity prices projected to continually
increase
until they're about $100
what
a gallon.
What the heck is wrong with everybody?
Hopefully they'll divide the dollar bill by then, but still, $100
and
a gallon
is $100
a gallon.
After an announcement like that? Thanks a lot, Biden.
Thank you, Uncle
Thanks,
Joe Benson, Biden Jr.
Thanks, Joe Schmo.
Or shall we say, Zom Biden?
I know.
Have you ever heard of Zom Biden?
Zom Biden.
And Kakilla Harris.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
And another news, we got the national snacks in our nation. So let's divide it all. Cheetos.
Cheetos?
Texas and California.
Hold on.
The West.
What are you talking about? Hold on. We need to go back to
the beginning
of this segment that you just pulled on
I'm
us.
I'm talking about national snacks. What
national
snacks?
What do you mean?
Does our nation love? What say any kind of snacks? What do they eat the most
like
of?
Oreo like, cookies?
Just like like cookies or
pork
chips
rinds?
Or pork rinds.
Chili candy.
Yeah, but for the most part, in this list, it's all chips.
So the whole country's favorite snack around the whole country is chips in America.
And the weirdest thing is. They're most, California, Texas, so for some reason, most of the West, except for the Northwest, love Cheetos. But
Cheetos. So what does California love?
The weird thing is Cheetos.
So the top chip
I mean,
in
hot
California.
Cheetos were invented in Southern California, so I know hot Cheetos are very popular out in California.
Oh, man, I thought they were invented in Germany.
German.
So you're saying the top chip in California is a Cheeto.
Cheetos.
What about
California,
Oregon?
Texas. Everything. You know what's funny? Is every... A state that borders Mexico, guess what their top snack
Cheeto?
Is? Of course, because hot Cheetos are made by a Mexican guy. Makes sense.
I'm so honored to be Mexican.
Yeah, me too. Gracias. Okay, so...
What about Oregon?
Oregon, see, this is the whole difference. The biggest snack, I just said on the West was the Cheetos, but the biggest snack of all in the whole country is, you wouldn't believe it, not even a chip, Rice Krispie Treats. Rice Krispie Treats are in Hawaii, in Oregon, in Washington... And all over, not our nation's capital, Washington, Seattle, Washington. And through the Midwest, Kansas City, you know, all that, they love Rice Krispie Treats. This is a poll that was actually taken. And so then, let's move on to the East Coast, where Doritos.
You know what would be good? Like
Doritos
a Rice Krispie treat on top of cheesecake. Mm. Like a Rice Krispie Treats base crust and cheesecake on top, you know?
On top of cheesecake.
Audience out there, what is your favorite snack? Krispies. Before we finish this list, audience, what... Is your favorite snack? Is it salty?
Salty.
Is it sweet?
It could be anything. It doesn't have to be anything on this list, but this list consists of mostly Cheetos, Rice Krispie Treats.
What about New York?
And Doritos are New York, Boston,
New York,
Florida,
Doritos.
Boston, New York, Maine.
That doesn't even make sense.
Philadelphia.
You know why? Because they forget about it.
Forget about it. Jersey.
What up, Philadelphia?
Same. Doritos. All that is covered by
that's
Doritos.
All the, what's that green one up there? What's
that's
Maine?
Lay's.
Lays?
Lay's. Yellow ones. What? Lime Lay's.
What's
lemon
that,
lime
that
Lay's.
Blue one? That blue,
that's oh,
Rice
that's
Krispie
Rice Krispie taking over the whole country.
Oh, I like this one. Fritos.
Fritos are very limited.
Chex Mix? Montana likes Chex Mix.
Montana likes Chex Mix.
It figures.
Chex? Who the heck likes Chex Mix?
Montana,
and
obviously.
Often, well, you know why. Because they're up in the Alps and they got to go hiking. And when you hiking, what's the best snack? Chex Mix.
Well, that is so funny. Like, Mexico's just influenced America just so much.
Oh, hot Cheetos.
With their food and their beautiful, nice ladies.
And then look at Alaska, Krispies. And then you go to Hawaii. Of course, Chex Mix.
Yeah, of course.
Because you're going to go hiking all day. You're hot.
Well,
because
you
don't want to eat hot Cheetos when it's
spam,
hot.
Spam, you know, Spam and Chex Mix.
Oh, yeah. They chop it up. Oh, they use it in all kinds of different flavors. That's why they love Chex Mix out there.
Yeah, they love it.
And so
everybody out there.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It is Jason Newsted's birthday.
Jason Newsted, Metallica.
From Metallica, you know, Jason Newsted replaced Cliff Burton, right? No. Jason Newsted. Who did Jason Newsted replace?
Tim Burton.
Cliff Burton? Yeah, Cliff Burton.
Oh, yeah. Clifford Burton.
Everybody out there, happy birthday, Jason Newsted.
Shout out to Clifford Burton.
Take a sip. Take a sip to Jason Newsted. He retired.
I'll take
so,
one for him.
Trujillo is the new bassist for Metallica, and they're going on tour again this year. So go ahead and check them out if you haven't already. They sing their classics like Enter Sandman, Battery, The Memory Remains, and so much more.
The Black Album. Listen to the whole Black Album, and you'll be satisfied.
Yes. All right, everybody. Before we get into the main part, the main chunks of the thing, we just want to say that AI bot Jennifer calling California voters for Congress hopeful. Jennifer spent her weekend calling California voters, urging them to cast their ballot in Tuesday's primary election for Democrat Peter Dixon. What does the computer know that we don't?
Peter Dixon.
And before we end this segment of a brilliant newscasting by the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast so that you can get on your merry little way and have some knowledge for the day, we got to say that Dune Part 2 is out.
Dune Part 2. Oh, hold on. Wait. Breakthrough. Hold on. We got a breakthrough. The Rock is trademarking over a dozen of his nicknames and phrases, such as know your role and shut your mouth. Yeah. So, and can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Trademark, people. Trademarking. What do you think that means? That means you cannot say those phrases without The Rock coming knocking at your door. And he's going to make sure you will smell what he is cooking. So that's what we're saying. This is breaking news, and this had just happened. So The Rock is doing it. And, oh, by the way, he also owns the XFL and the USFL during the merger. So this guy's got his hands everywhere. If that's what you want to do, The Rock, hey, go for it. But I do not smell what you're cooking anymore.
He will definitely be there to be at WrestleMania, so everybody check it out.
Actually, The Rock's pretty cool. He's a good guy.
The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody.
That's going to be a good one.
And Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. It's going to be good.
When is that happening? Do you know exactly or how long? This month? This month, all right?
But everybody, that was breaking news by the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast.
Video Game Podcast.
Yes, we're here for you, everybody.
If you enjoyed the news, we'd like to give you the feedback that you need. And the news that is necessary.
Yes, the news that is necessary. Everybody, before the breaking news occurred, we were just saying that Dune Part 2 is out. Go ahead and check it out.
Número dos.
That's starring Zendaya and Timothée Chalamet, the guy from Call Me By Your Name. Yes, that's right. He was the star of that movie, By Your Name, just in case you forgot. So, all right, everybody, we got to take a quick commercial break.
Commercial time.
But when we come back, we're going to be talking about some
females in video games.
In video games, that is.
Yeah, all these girlies that take over the video game, all the genre takeovers. We're talking about how they kick butt.
And also, everybody, the beer of the month. Uns Bier of the Month is another Uns Bier from Laffer, Germany. Flensburger Berbara. Und Dunkel and Uns Pilsner.
Pilsner.
From Flensburg, Germany. Flensburg Brauerei was manufactured and crafted in 1888.
September 6, 1888, that is.
Yes. And they have been in Flensburg, Germany their entire life, since. Which is northern Germany, for all of you who don't know.
Also, when the Germans, everybody switched German. To un
top, hermanos.
Everybody switched to un top in 1960s, they still kept their original swing top. So they Germany has kept top. Their original recipe, their original gross. Swing top, and they're great. Flensburg, that is, Flensburger. Go get yourself a cold one, or a room temperature one.
Yes, everybody. So Flensburg, Germany made Flensburg Braubräu. I don't really know how to pronounce it. But it's a Dunkel. It's a beer. Go ahead and get it, everybody, because it is so great.
Dunkel, un Pilsner, un Winterbrock.
And what's that? We got a message from Germany.
Oh, what is
that? Der Rana and Gunnar Videospiel Podcast.
All right.
Could you say that again?
Der Rana and Gunnar Videospiel Podcast.
Wow, thanks, Germany.
All right. Der Runner and Gunnar Videospiel Podcast. Und Laffer und Schutzer Videospiel Podcast. Everybody out there, we got to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to be getting into it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Females in video games, everybody, when we come back, go ahead and take yourself some time to take a sip of coffee, relax your mind, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Get ready for the week. Get ready to see your boss.
You need to push that out. Go push that out. Whatever break you need, push it.
Push it, everybody. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. After
these commercial breaks.
Ooh, baby.
The Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast was brought to you by
Cheetos.
From Frito-Lay, the crunchy snack that's cheesier than cheese that's cheddar.
All the worst things favorite snacks.
Also available in Hot Cheeto.
Hot Cheeto and extra flaming Hot Cheeto.
Also brought to you by Flensburg Brara, the beer that just keeps giving.
Flensburg Brara.
Available in Dunkel and Pilsner. Drink the Flens at a Flensburger.
The Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast.
The Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast. Welcome back, everybody.
Monday morning.
Wait, did you just say Monday morning crack?
Crack. Do-do-do-do. All righty.
Yes, everybody out there, if you're carpooling, you know, a great shout out to you. Thank you for saving the planet.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for turning everything green.
Green, green.
If you're in the passenger seat, we just want you to take a look out the window. You know, there's a lot look of people around. Out there looking for people like you. So passengers, go ahead and make eye contact with the car next to you.
Do it.
Give a little flirty eyes if someone's catches your attention.
I mean, if they look catch your fancy, you know, shoot them a little smile.
Why not?
Shoot her a little smile.
You put your phone number on the phone, you show them the phone, they could read it, give you a call. And that's how you do a traffic hookup, everybody.
That is how you do it.
If you're carpooling, if you're the passenger, if you're just driving to LA and you're trying to have fun, or if you're going to work.
And especially, you know how the traffic is, you're stopped in traffic. So you might as well share your information with someone while you're stopped. So that's what the fun is about.
The fun.
It's about having fun. It's about just sharing information. If you get along, you get along. And if you don't, you could say at least you tried to get along with that person.
Ooh, this is strong. All right, everybody. we just want you to say, I mean, we want to say strap in, strap your seatbelts in, be safe. Take a deep breath, you know, relax. Try to relax into the week. Try to have a relaxed mind. When you got a relaxed mind, you can get a lot more done.
A lot more
you
done.
You do it at a nice pace. When you make mistakes,
and
you gotta
eat and drink some brain food. Whatever helps activate your brains in the morning. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter what it is.
Eat some
as
blueberries.
Long as it's not like crack or meth. Yeah. As long as it's not those things that activate your brain in the morning.
You do. You want to have an active
something
brain.
Good.
You want to drink some water because when you make mistakes, you got to go all the way back
and fix them again.
Do it twice. You know, three times.
Yeah. You
whatever.
Don't wanna, and you don't want to keep making those mistakes over and over.
So you want your brain to be active, whether you have a hangover or not. You want to think through the hangover in case you do. Or if you don't, you know, you want to be
we
happy.
We know it's hard to focus during a hangover, and we know you know, you feel like the end is coming, but it's not going to be that bad. Time will heal it. You'll get through it. Just focus at your best.
All right, everybody. Let's do it. Women in video games.
Back to the episode.
How long have women been in video games? Well, since Mrs. Pac-Man joined the family.
Oh, yeah.
Since Mr. Pac-Man gave Mrs. Pac-Man that golden little ring with a little diamond.
And all he did,
pinky finger.
The only difference is she has lipstick and a Marilyn Monroe dimple.
Yes.
And you can tell she is the little Pac-Woman. And yes, he put his Pac-Packy inside her Pac-ness.
He put his Pac-y out?
And they Pac-y out. They sure did.
All right, everybody. Lara Croft. New video game's coming out. The remastered edition of the new Lara Croft trilogy or the Lara Croft games. They were it. It was a franchise that actually it did sweep the nation. It swept the nation. They even made movies with Angelina Jolie.
It was big. Yeah.
It had a sequel or three, maybe.
Yeah, great movies.
Tomb Raider, you know.
Tomb Raider.
Kind of like Xena, you know, Lucy Lawless probably inspired this character.
It actually, see, even that game, I think, inspired, like, Uncharted and certain adventure games.
It inspired Uncharted,
which is, everybody knows Uncharted 2. And Uncharted 1, I mean, Uncharted 2, I meant, you know what I mean.
Because Lara Croft,
it did inspire a lot of adventure.
They did this thing in their video game where jumping on certain environmental platforms triggers like events like landslides or monkeys coming out of trees or tigers popping out of bushes.
You go into a spot and it goes to a cutscene where there's something popping out and then you have to like fight this little side mission type of ordeal. Yeah, okay.
And it's not even a cutscene because it was PlayStation 1. It was like real so interactive video game. Yeah.
Okay. So it like, would just come running at you.
Like for instance, you jump on like a platform and it sets a trap and like a log tied to a tree comes swinging down to kill you.
So it's kind of like one false move type of thing. Like, you got to watch your step.
Yeah, like Pitfall.
Pitfall.
But in 3D. It's pretty much Pitfall in 3D, done really well with a female lead.
Nice.
Lara Croft, everybody. Angelina Jolie. She is monumental in the world of video games. She's just as monumental, or maybe even more, than Chun-Li.
Chun-Li, man.
Chun-Li was everyone.
She was the first butt. Everybody
champion crush, you know?
How nice, she was very nice-looking girl. She had the legs. She was a powerful woman. She was empowering. She was kicking boys' butts. She could jump off of walls. She could hop. She was the first parkour video game
spinning side
person.
Kick. Oh, she had the voice, too. Remember the pretty voice?
Yeah, she had the pretty Asian girl voice. Very sweet and sexy. And, she's from China. But she could kick the crap out of a lot of guys. I mean, Bruce Lee, she would put something up to Bruce Lee.
I'm not saying
she could beat him, but it would be a good fight.
She could beat him in the bedroom. her legs, she had the legs, and she'd do that kick where it's like 1,000 ups and downs.
Yeah.
Her leg would turn blue. It was going so fast.
Yeah, the super kick.
Chun-Li versus Sonya, everybody. I think Sonya would win.
Sonya's pretty crazy because
Sonya would pull out her heart.
She has lasers, that's why.
She's got lasers in her head afterwards.
And she could do all kinds of crazy moves. But she could do the splits. You remember she would do the splits and kick them in their genitalias?
That was Johnny Cage. Johnny Cage couldn't do the splits to Sonya. He could do it to everyone, but he couldn't do it to Sonya, remember?
Because she didn't have
because she doesn't have balls.
She didn't have the utilities equipped
for
that move.
So Sonya,
So what would happen? He would just hit and it would just go to nowhere? No damage?
Yeah, you remember he would just do the splits when he went in.
She would just look at him and laugh. Ha ha ha. I make babies, you idiot. And then kick him. Something like that. Throw a laser in his face. Yeah, she was good. Sonya was probably better than Chun-Li and a lot of
got it.
Elizabeth
Malachi. Elizabeth Malachi, everybody. She is so freaking beautiful. Check this lady out. Boom. That's like the most beautiful lady I've ever seen in my life. Wait, that ain't her.
Wait a minute.
Sorry, everybody.
That was the wrong Elizabeth.
No, that ain't her either.
Hold on, let's crack for this moment while Gunner finds.
Got it.
There it is.
Carrie Hoskins.
Whoa, hot skin she is.
Isn't she? Look at that. And she's like
Carrie, she's
like 50 years old now.
Carrie Hoskins. I mean, her skin is on fire.
I know. And look at her when she was young. Carrie Hoskins, everybody. She played the Sonya from the original Mortal Kombat video game. She was the person whose likeness they scanned into that game to become the iconic
Not to be confused with Dennis
Sonya
Hoffman.
Blade that we all know. And Carrie Haskins, go ahead and follow her on Instagram. She's like still the most beautiful lady on earth. She's a kickboxer. She's a mixed martial artist. That's how she got the role in the Mortal Kombat video game.
And she does have very hot skin, so you got to check her out.
So much, a big shout out. A big shout out to Carrie Haskins. Can we dedicate this song to Carrie Haskins, everybody?
All right, let's listen to it. And all you maniacs, go out there and look her up. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. Even ladies, I mean, just look at her and feel inspired to know that she played the character well, and you can too.
Yeah, you know, you achieve higher in video games if you just follow the Carrie Haskins recipe.
That is it.
Which is train, mixed martial arts,
hard,
look good, look stay pretty. Fit. Be beautiful, have blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah, and don't be a mean person. Have a great personality as well.
Yeah.
And, when you put all that recipe
together,
such
a beautiful person, too.
You will get some hot skin.
She's actually got two autistic boys.
So she has to be a great person, you know?
Yeah, she's so beautiful. I follow her on Instagram.
Good heart. Good-hearted woman. And most women out there do have good hearts. There's only a tiny, tiny percentage that are not good-hearted women. But for the most part, all you women out there have good hearts.
Yeah.
And this is your month. So we want you ladies
especially
to be out
Mexican
there and
women.
Join yourselves. Yeah, the Mexican women have great hearts. Yes. And a lot, I mean, every woman out there, shout goes out to you, you know, more pride for you. And let's get more into this. So we just talked about Laura, Tomb Raider. We just talked about Princess Peach. And we got another one that is huge. And she's not as huge because she doesn't do anything. She's not really a playable character till later on in the series. But I'm talking about, yes, Zelda from The Legend of Zelda. And she doesn't really do much, to be honest. But she
Zelda,
is iconic.
Well, later on, Breath of the Wild.
That's what I mean, later on.
Later on, she started doing things. But you're she right. Became, she was kind of useless, like Peach. Remember? She was damsel in distress.
But actually, Peach came in part two already.
Started
so
fighting in part two.
I mean, she
two,
was
yeah.
a lot earlier than Zelda. Took forever to come out.
Zelda. Finally, she became Sheik. And then Sheik became in Super Smash Brothers, where you could use her. And that's a video game that we haven't got yet, everybody.
Yeah.
We haven't got the Sheik video game. And I'm telling
not
you
yet.
Right now, that this is the first time anybody said this, especially on the Runner Gunner video game podcast. We want the Sheik video game. You're making all these
Sheik.
Women's rights, all this inclusive video game.
That's right.
Peach has got a new stupid video game with like mini games and the Lara Croft trilogy. Where is the Sheik Zelda video game?
They should.
This badass flipping around, kicking people in the chest.
And plus she has magical powers, man. You know,
disappearing.
She could do magical powers on people.
She could disappear. She could use the Triforce.
You could build your magical. Yeah, and she knows how to use the Triforce better than Link. So come on.
Yeah,
why
come
is
on.
That, why
she's
is
the king's
game?
Daughter.
Yes. Link is just a little peasant, and he happened to capture her heart by being a warrior, which is cool.
Later on, he became the knight that
he
is.
She was already part of the royal family.
She was since the beginning.
She already was born with these powers. Link had to develop and gain powers. You know, he had to learn them figure it out. with his sword and everything.
Sip is getting to me.
But Sheik is a good one, though. We really do need to get a game out there. So Nintendo developers, especially, if you make it an exclusive, you guys are going to be millionaires. Million dollars idea. We're not even asking for a cut.
But
we're just telling you guys, you could try.
But we want physics where she's got the moves from Super Smash Brothers. We don't want any stupid first-person view Sheik where she's got new hand-to-hand combat or some gun or something. We don't want to see Sheik with the gun.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see the moves from Super Smash Brothers translated into its very own 3D game.
Yeah, that would be nice.
You know, they don't.
That sounds good.
Video games don't really do clever things like that anymore. They kind of just listen to the stats and listen to social media and base their game on that. They find their target audience and then they just sell out to their target audience.
That's what they do.
They don't take the entrepreneurial mindset to it. Whereas entrepreneurial. They're not entrepreneurs. They don't develop things that are new, that cutting edge, that might not hit.
They just
want
to stick to grandma's old recipe. But sometimes if you put a little spice in grandma's old recipe,
not even that. They want
to improve it.
They want to stick to social media's Rotten Tomatoes recipe.
Oh, see, yeah. Okay, so they don't want to try something new. They just want to try the same old recipe.
Yeah. Because Lenny's are going to buy it no matter what. No matter what.
You know what? EA Sports has been doing it too long. I'm sorry to say it, EA, but man, you guys, we're tired of them taking advantage of these poor Lennies. I mean, Lennies are idiots and they'll buy it anyway, but we're still tired of you guys taking advantage of them. So developers, come on, get on your high horses and let's go. Let's get some good stuff out there. Let's start creating some new stuff. You know, it's the time. It is time. We're almost halfway to 2030. By next year, we're at the midpoint and we're going towards 2030s.
Yeah.
So we got to start improving this. Now that it's the 20s,
yeah,
let's start kicking some butt. Developers, get on your freaking butts and
it's
think
true.
About it.
Developers, I hope that you're listening to this show. I know eventually you will. I know you hate this show right now.
I know.
But
I
when everybody it. Starts loving it, you're going to say that you loved it first. But what we're really saying is, look it, everything in this generation right now in 2024, everything has progress. We're talking about skateboarding,
all the above,
snowboarding,
you're right,
sports in general.
Yeah,
LeBron
even when
James
you're talking about,
is just going to...
Look how much...
He's going to win a...
How many points they score in basketball now compared to...
Yeah, 40,000 points. LeBron James is going to hit 40,000
that.
Points. That's
it's,
more than Michael
amazing.
Jordan.
More than everybody ever.
The Olympics, they jump higher. They jump farther.
Faster.
They run faster.
Yeah.
It's cars, you know, the car industry
cars
is just
are faster.
Tesla, they're driving themselves now.
Yeah.
You know, technology, computers.
Even formula racing is faster
formula
than it was
racing's faster.
30 years ago.
Just computers, you know, the computers are better. They're stronger.
More high tech. They could fit more
all
stuff.
All the tech
they're
industry.
They're quicker. They're smarter. Everything.
You know, baseball, sports, technology,
football, everything
in this generation is better. Except,
it's because they have the technology.
Except.
Advancements.
Except.
What is that, Gunner?
Except.
Tell him. Tell him.
For the entertainment industry.
There it is.
Movies and video games nowadays are not half as good as they were in 1990s and beyond.
Don't forget, music was not as good as it was
just the whole
in
entertainment.
The 1990s
movies,
and beyond as well.
Music.
So I know what you mean, but I got to throw that out
games.
There too.
Music is not
music
as good
too.
As it is now that it was
in the, 30
in the
90s years ago,
and beyond.
Or 20, yeah, beyond.
From 1999
well, the
and before.
The early 2000s had a little bit of, little yeah. bit of the 90s still in there, you know? The early, so maybe the mid-2000s when it started
are
really
you, are you
going to
count
apart.
That? Are you going to
no.
count that personally?
Nah.
Me either.
No, but I'm just saying they tried, because they had like the little dust, the last speck of.
Like the Strokes. See,
I'm
exactly.
not saying nothing. I'm not
are
saying
you,
nothing.
Are you
going
to put the Strokes
anything.
Next to Sublime? yeah. I wouldn't even, I'd put them maybe next to Red Hot Chili Peppers. They're way better than that, but the movement's not as good, you know?
The movement was something else.
The movement.
Yeah,
Red
they
Hot
had
Chili
the,
Peppers had
they
the
had
movement.
The pressure, and they had, yeah, just like.
The pressure, I know,
the
they
pressure,
had the pressure.
The pressure to move it. Like, you had to move it or be homeless. It was two choices.
That was so cool.
Create the movement or live under the freeway.
So that's what we're saying. It's so mind-boggling, like. Movies nowadays, like Gone with the Wind, is way better. In fact, to my point, I think Barbie is being nominated for an Academy Award
versus
this year.
Gone with the Wind?
Versus Gone with the Wind. So the same category that Gone with the Wind won, Barbie the movie is going to win. But I'm saying this, at least to that standard, could we have Weekend at Bernie's be nominated for
that
the Academy Award?
That would have been funny.
Can we have Batman Returns and Michelle Pfeiffer be nominated for the Academy Award?
That would have been also awesome.
Can we have, what? Weekend at Bernie's Mannequin? We have Short Circuit?
Versus Ace Ventura? Come on.
Come on. Ace Ventura?
Ace Ventura?
Can we get Jim Carrey an Academy Award for playing Ace Ventura?
That should have been, yeah. I mean, compared to now.
You're going to put Barbie? Like, we might as well
Barbie.
Have put, like, you know, freaking Back to the Future might have won an Academy Award.
Should have. Who won that year? Star Wars, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Empire Strikes Back came out that year, too.
That year?
A lot
oh, man.
Of Ghostbusters came out that year.
Oh, man.
I think that was a big year. Anyways.
1985.
But yeah, 84.
So that's the point. Like, movies
like
were so good back in the day.
Yeah.
That
amazingly
movies
good.
Like Indiana Jones and like.
And we're not even throwing in that. Friday the 13th.
Friday
Nightmare
13th.
On Elm Street. These guys
these
were
movies
just
were not nominated.
They were,
it would be a joke to have Nightmare on Elm Street win an
Halloween.
Academy Award.
All these scary movies.
The Academy,
Chucky.
They were so bougie back in the day, they'd be like, oh, we ain't ever putting a movie like that in the Academy Awards. But now, Barbie?
Well, look at these. We grew up like.
Like, what happened to the mindset of
up,
we're not.
We're trying to tell you guys.
We're not going to have movies like that, but you have Barbie? Like.
Barbie.
Dude, you might as well have had Adam Sandler movies.
All right, it is Women's Month, and, you know, play with your Barbies and your toys. Women, ladies, and your daughters. But at the same time,
you get my
this
point,
movie
right?
was not the, yeah, it's not the cream of the crop. It doesn't deserve what they said it deserves. There's so much
yeah.
better thing. But compared to what is what I'm saying, though? Compared to what?
Compared
so,
to what?
What
La
is
La
there
La
to
Land?
Compare it to?
Like, what's La better, La La Land or Barbie?
Hello, I'm
audience out there, what do you like better, La La Land or Barbie? Both Gaz Goose movies.
Hmm.
I think I like neither.
I would rather put Vacation Drive? With the, what's his name?
I like Drive when he shoves the shower curtain down that guy's throat and like that blood starts squirting out.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I never seen that, but that sounds pretty good.
Ryan Gosling, that's his other character. Or House Behind the Pines when he beats that guy.
And honestly, I've seen like documentaries that are better than Barbie. Come on, man.
Barbie?
I've seen dinosaur documentaries better than Barbie.
All right.
Let's not trash it too much.
Sorry, let's not trash it. We're not trying to trash Barbie. We're just saying, in comparison, nowadays, movies suck. But in the 90s and beyond.
The entertainment industry sucks compared to.
Yeah.
Nowadays compared to then.
And like everything else is progressing, so it's just weird that movies and entertainment are not progressing at this moment. But Shaun White is jumping 50 feet in the air and Tony Hawk is
the flying carrot?
Grinding 75 feet. But movies can't even fly a bucket.
So you guys never know. Hopefully next week Renner and Gunner can meet up again with that DeLorean and go back.
Yeah, we'll talk about
and
this.
Maybe
change
fix
history.
This.
Yeah, you're
maybe
right.
Maybe they could go back and change it, and then maybe things will be different next week. You never know what they could do with that crazy DeLorean. If you heard the beginning of the show, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Senua from Hellblade. She is a character who is a woman. She's a female lead. She's got schizophrenia where she battles
Hellblade.
Her
That's
mind
a great one.
And demons in a weird sci-fi other planet world. You don't know who's a demon. You don't know who's her mind.
Yeah.
She just fights everybody or hides from everybody because it's kind of a sneaking around game too. Great graphics. It's for the Nintendo Switch.
That's a good game.
Hasn't been better than on the Nintendo Switch. You could just see the thickness and the solidness of the graphics in that system, which is why Runner and Gunner and I always vouch for the Nintendo Switch.
We do.
Because even though the graphics aren't as shiny and wet and
it's the greatest
unreal,
handheld of history of time.
They're
of
chunky
mankind.
And smooth and thick and solid.
There's no handheld that will ever beat it, Ren. I mean, the way it looks, PlayStation 5 will not go the handheld direction. They're too scared. Maybe it cost them too much money. They're scared of failure because in the past, they have failed with the Vita. The PSP did pretty well, but they did fail with the Vita, and they put millions upon millions of dollars on top of that, and that
they
one
did.
Went straight down the toilet hole.
Vita and the Vita, all the Vita.
So the Switch is... And compared to both
PS Pocket.
And Nintendo has always came out with the better and, you know, more better everything with the handhelds because the DS was selling big, the Game Boy sold huge. All, you know, Nintendo specializes in handhelds as well as just regular consoles. And the Switch is the best of both worlds. So, I mean, of course it's going to be the biggest selling in Japan.
Yes.
So do you know more about Japan? Gunner, can you tell us a little more about how much they sold in Japan and how big it was? And
why we're going to be talking about that a little later, but Nintendo Switch has now become Japan's most sold. Nintendo is now Japan's richest company at $11 billion.
Did you hear that, people?
Yes.
With a billion. Billion? Yes, billion. That's so much money. That's just so much money.
It's so much money.
It's just insane how this product that takes way less. So you're going to download an 11-gigabyte game on your Switch. It takes 45 gigabytes on the PlayStation, on the Xbox, that many gigabytes. But it's 11 on the Switch. And the graphics are slightly, they get the edge on the other consoles because of the amount. But at the same time, you got 11 gigabytes. You got the best handheld. You could walk around with it. You could take it camping. You can't do that. I mean, you can do that with your, but you got to take all kinds of equipment with you if you're going to do that with the other consoles. So I'm saying, yeah, the Switch is worth those $11 billion in Japan.
All right, everybody. Space Channel 5, developed by Sega and published by Sega. Released for the Dreamcast and the PlayStation 2 and a Game Boy version.
Game Boy. Wow. Okay.
Is a game following spacefaring reporter Ulala, who's the female protagonist.
Ulala.
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 Everybody, Ulala on Sega Dreamcast Ooh Space la la. Channel. Sega Dreamcast Space Channel 5. You follow her as she investigates an alien invasion. Players engage in rhythm-based combat, much like Parappa the Rapper.
Oh,
or
there you
Busta
go.
Groo.
Okay, I see what you're saying. You got to do patterns in order to unlock the combinations.
Yeah, just like, you know, when Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, when you go in the club and you got to mash the buttons at the timing of the music.
Up, down, left.
So players engage in rhythm-based combat where Ulala mimics the Ooh actions la la. Of rivals in time to musical attacks. So she kills zombies by dancing. or she goes to different planets and kills zombies by dancing. Shout out to Ooh La La, everybody. Ooh La La, that's forgotten cool. video game.
That's cool. We're getting into it, everybody. All right, then I got one for the Lennies. Let me tell them about this one. And I know all the Lennies out there have played it and probably beat it, but Bayonetta. Bayonetta is a big,
ooh,
that's a
she's
big one.
Sexy.
She's sexy. The graphics are a little overwhelming for me, to be honest. I mean, it's cool, but they kind of overdo it. But at the same time, if you're into the psycho mad graphics and like just taking over the screen, it's kind of like the it's just a Japan style game, which is cool if you're into that type of thing. But I don't really play too many of those, so that's just that my opinion. But at the same time, Lenny's Bayonetta is on there. So she is one of the biggest, craziest girls. She has those big old guns and knives, and she just tears up the whole world.
Yeah, Bayonetta. She's crazy. Super Smash Brothers, everybody. You could play her. I guess
another Super Smash Bros.
Nintendo Switch made an agreement with signed contracts with Bayonetta, series cool. Bayonetta.
The whole series.
Where so the whole series came to the Nintendo Switch.
Different characters of her.
So Bayonetta 1, 2, 3, and 4 are out for the Nintendo Switch.
Multi-hair colors, different suits, armors.
Leather, bondage, you know.
Yeah, all that
like sexy
stuff.
High heels. And,
oh, yeah, she's...
And guns and bullets and knives, like Runner was saying.
And she wears glasses. She's one of the only female characters in all video games that wears glasses. Because there's not too many. I can't even think of any
she's
more.
She's a nerd.
I can't even think of any more that wear glasses, honestly. But that's really kind of cool, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, something unique about her. And she's sexy, too, so...
Yeah. Right. Lollipop Chainsaw, everybody.
Lollipop Chainsaw. I don't even know what that
Lollipop
is.
Lollipop Chainsaw is a 2012 action-adventure hack-and-slash video game developed by Grasshopper manufacturer
Grasshopper.
For the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, a collaboration between game designer Koichi Suda, also known by his nickname Suda51, and filmmaker James Gunn. The game was published in Japan by Kadokawa Games, and internationally by Warner Brothers Interactive, because James Gunn.
James Gunn!
She's a cheerleader, zombie hunter, fights zombies in a fictional California high school. So it's kind of like a Buffy the Vampire Slayer thing. Lollipop Chainsaw, everybody, if you played it, it's pretty great. It's pretty bloody. It received mixed reviews, but you play as Juliet. So, Juliet, a big shout-out to you for killing zombies
with
your
chainsaw. So, Juliet's fighting for Romeo. See, this is a whole different concept on video games. This is switching role play, which is cool. You know, if the girl wants to overpower and take over the world and rescue her Romeo, hey,
it's kind of like, Dead Rising by Capcom.
Okay, yeah.
But it was its own thing.
A lot of zombies and stuff?
Well, let's take a look.
Okay, let's take a little peek. Let's let the audience hear a little peek of it. Here you guys go. Oh, that's actually kind of cool.
Listen, it's like Buffy, you see? See what I mean? Valley Girl.
Mm-hmm. So it takes place around the 80s, then, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like, old 90s, school, right?
80s, 90s. Yeah, around there.
Oh, she had to kill her boyfriend, see?
Ooh.
Oh, she saves his head.
Yeah, but so she does save her boyfriend and turns him into a zombie.
Here's some gameplay. Oh, so they cuss a lot in this game. Sorry about that, audience. I had no idea.
This is a lot of...
But you go around as a cheerleader with your pom-poms.
And a chainsaw.
You
got a chainsaw.
Looks like, you know, kind of like a Fortnite kind of perspective. You know, you go
somewhere,
around...
Yeah.
And like that.
A mixture of Fortnite and Resident Evil.
Yeah, a little Dead Rising a little bit. A little action arcade. Just go around beating things up. That's Juliet from Lollipop Chainsaw for the PlayStation
3. So we got
3.
One of the all-time classics also. Right after Pac-Man came around, or Miss Pac-Man that is, we had the first action hero in the NES who was the female. And probably the first ever on console was Samus. Samus? She was awesome.
Samus. The most popular woman in video games.
Samus.
The biggest
the
hero.
One.
She's the first.
Samus was bad.
She's the first female hero. She was very much inspired by Ripley from Aliens. But
yeah.
She's the first female hero to save the world.
And she could roll. She could do all shoot.
She saved
the
galaxy, actually.
Yeah, she saved the world. The galaxy. The
she
whole
saved
universe.
The galaxy.
Everybody and all of us.
Because Lara Croft,
we're all here
because
of her.
Lara Croft saved a couple tigers.
Yeah.
You know, Xena saved the Greek mythology. Lollipop Chainsaw saved her high school, but Samus
saved the world.
Zelda saved her kingdom.
Oh, Zelda did save the kingdom. And
Peach found Mario.
Peach just kept getting kidnapped.
She found Mario.
Yeah.
She She found elected a Mario.
She found a plumber from Brooklyn.
She elicited Mario.
Elicited a plumber? Not even a regular guy from Italy. She got an Italian plumber from Brooklyn.
Yeah, come on, man. That is dope. But no, yeah. Samus saved the galaxy single-handedly. She didn't need a man to help her. And in fact, you didn't even know she was a woman until the very end of the game.
Until the end, when she takes off her mask.
But when you die, though, you do see a woman.
Her helmet, I mean. Oh, yeah, you do.
You do see a woman. So people
but you don't know
confused.
Who it is, though. You don't know if it's his girlfriend or if it is a her, if it's the girl.
Yeah.
So maybe you don't know what it could be.
The players, we were all confused until the end of that video game.
Is that his wife? Is that who we're trying to save? But then you figure out.
It's kind of weird.
You don't know what you're trying to save.
Your imagination didn't want to believe that it was a woman.
But she was the butt kicker of the
century. This gun, you know, having this gun.
Mm-hmm.
She's got big guns. She shoots laser cannons. You know, she's blonde, blue eyes.
She got some big cannons. She could shoot them off at anybody at any time.
Oh, wait.
She does have a cannon, you know, so.
I got a song.
She's pretty good. She's
I got a song for
amazing.
Samus.
All right, let's play some Samus stuff.
Here you go, Samus.
This is yours. For being the first female console character.
Sweet little Sheila, you know her if you see her. Blue eyes and a ponytail. Cheeks are rosy, she looks a little nosy, man, this little girl is fine.
All right, everybody, Samus.
Samus!
From the Nintendo video game Metroid.
So that's a special shout out, since this is, we know what it is, what month it is, and we know it's all for the ladies, so she's the first actual, she created the pavement, she, you know, put everything down for all these new heroes that are female out there. All the ones that we're mentioning, fighting zombies, fighting the world, fighting this and that. She created that walkway so they could actually be on screen doing that.
Yes.
So Samus, thank you for that, for all the lady fighters and all the lady characters. I mean, Princess Peach was around, like we said, but she wasn't fighting the world.
She wasn't
world.
Fighting. She was the damsel in distress.
That's right. And that's the only role the girls had before
and
Samus came around.
You know, where Princess Peach was the damsel in distress waiting for Mario.
Yes.
Samus.
Man. Yeah.
Will be damned before she lets anybody
over
her planet.
Nobody. She was like a little roly-poly, actually. She used to remind me of a roly-poly. You know how they have that
like
hard
Ripley.
Shell?
It was like Ripley.
Like Ripley, exactly.
Crawling through the rafters, and remember? And
yes.
Aliens.
Yes. Yeah.
I know. So she's
Ripley
very
was
inspired.
Bad.
Like, Lenny's don't draw the parallels between Ripley
it
and
is.
Samus.
It's the same person.
Because they think that Samus lives on her own, which in the 80s, she didn't. She was Ripley.
She was Ripley.
Metroid was pretty much an alien, a Ridley Scott alien video game.
Just a little upgraded in the, you know, in her
in the NES,
gear. In
yeah.
her gear, she was
more powerful.
Had more
you're
gear
right.
and more, yeah. But she was
like,
she was like
Ripley on Alien 3.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, with all the
yeah,
madness,
even more,
all
though.
All the stuff. But still.
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver, everybody. Shout out to Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney
everybody,
Weaver.
Shout out to all women.
Women
we
of the
salute
month.
You.
Yeah,
in
we
World
love
War
all you
II,
women.
When you were melting down nickel to build us guns.
Yeah.
It was awesome. In Desert Storm, when you sent women over to save the country, it was
that
awesome.
That was awesome. Yeah, they did it.
When the Red Cross was helping people in the Civil War who were dying and bleeding out.
Not only that, throughout
that
every
awesome.
National disaster in America, the women have always been there to help, just as well as the men. But maybe the women as equally or more than the men to help, you know, save
yes.
the country throughout our disasters, throughout the Katrinas and the Hurricane Henrys and the Hurricane this and that. Whatever happens in the world, the women were always there to patch it up, just like the men. You know, the men will be there through the 9/11s, all that stuff, you know. All the ladies, they've been doing everything for us. So we salute you women out there. This is your month. I know you ladies feel like you deserve more than a month, and we think you do too. But hey, we still salute you this month.
We're JJ Fat, and we're here to rock. Rhymes like ours could never be stopped. See us, you better get sterile, cause we are the home chicks.
Yeah, ladies.
All right, everybody. We got a list of women in video games that we want to just throw out there and start discussing, because this is really going to rip it open. Everybody out there is going to find a favorite. Again, audience, you think about your favorite female in a video game.
Okay,
if it's
here we
Xena
go.
For PlayStation 1, then I'm down with that.
All right, let's throw them
as
out
as long
there.
As she's a female, not a Jenner. She's a female. She has her own video game.
Yeah.
She's a hero, perhaps, or just a character in the video game.
If you don't have a shlongy dong, then she
yeah.
She qualifies as a female.
Which is weird. You know, there hasn't been a tranny protagonist yet.
Not yet.
Soon to be with all the Lennies and the wokeness. All
right, here we go, everybody. So I got here Yuna from Final Fantasy. Don't forget about Yuna. She was a butt-kicking character. She was one of the first ones. She was great. She was amazing. Man, she was one of the first females ever. Well, not really, but she's just a really important staple on that Final Fantasy X video game. Because she was capable summoner, was what she really was. And her final sequel was in Final Fantasy XII, and she was still really good. Everybody loves her. She was in magazines. That is Yuna, Final Fantasy.
Oh, we got the little girl from the Silent Hill franchise, Heather. Heather Mason.
Heather. What's up, Heather?
You know, she gets kidnapped by ghosts. And do we know if she lives or not? No, we don't.
And then we got Elaine Fisher, who is from Uncharted and is Drake's, Nathan Drake, his girlfriend, pretty much. It's like it is his partner, and they adventure together. They show her in a lot of cutscenes, and you actually could play as her in some of the parts. So she's really good. She's very smart. She's way smarter than Drake. Drake's always kind of dumb, just like us guys, you know. Sometimes we get a little dumber. And we want to take the risks that the girls don't want to take because they want to play the safe side. And they're like, you're an idiot. You're going to get killed. And, of course, you do get killed in the part where she calls him an idiot and you have to do it over and over and figure it out. But Elaine Fisher, Uncharted.
We got Ellie.
Ellie.
From The Last of Us.
Yeah.
The little lesbian girl, their little cute girlfriend, goes around killing zombies.
Yeah.
With a shotgun.
She's crazy. She does get crazy.
She's crazy. She saw her parents die.
Yeah.
All that, you know.
Oh, she's actually the cure in that whole video game of she's the only one who's immune to the zombie bites in The Last of Us. So she's an important part of that. So that's why she's like one of the main characters as well. She's the whole cure for the whole zombie thing. Sorry for the spoiler alert. I didn't even say spoiler alert, but I said it. Too late, blurted out. And now we got Ivy Valentine, Soul Calibur. Oh yeah. She has one of the best sword skills in Soul Calibur. She's one of the best female characters. Very popular. A lot of guys and girls pick her. Ivy Valentine, kicking butt.
Ivy Valentine on Soul Calibur.
Yeah, she's good.
That's pretty cool. I got Isabelle from Animal Crossing.
Oh, yes.
The little dog from Super Smash Brothers. She came out in Animal Crossing, first of all, for the GameCube. And she's been an original character ever since. She has a net. She has a fishing pole. She will kick your butt on Super Smash Brothers.
Sounds cool.
And also on Animal Crossing, she'll sell you some good items.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I have a weird question. I don't know if you know the answer because I don't know the answer personally. But the question is, I know in Minecraft there's Steve. What about the female? I know they have a girl character, but does the girl character have a name? And I'm not sure. Is it out there? Gunner, do you know the answer? Because I've played Minecraft before, and I'm not sure who the I know you could choose between Steve, and then there's a girl Minecrafter at the beginning. I do not know her name, though.
Producers are saying it's either Jesse, Cassie, or Alagard.
Oh, man. Well, thank you. Hey, thanks, guys. But, yeah, I don't know. All right, thanks for the information. You know, maniacs out there, if you guys know the answer, the complete answer, then you guys could tell us, because we're still... It's up in the air. It's between these three names. We don't know who the original Minecraft female character is. So if you could give us that information, we pretty much enjoy that.
Everybody, we got the Resident Evil girls, Jill Valentine and Claire Redfield.
Oh, yeah.
And also Code Veronica, Ada Wong. Or was it part three? Ada Wong, who's the character who died. We'll just mention her. But it's really about Jill Valentine and Claire Redfield.
Yeah, they were good.
Jill Valentine was portrayed by Michelle Rodriguez in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Claire Redfield was hardly portrayed.
Which one do you get to play in Resident Evil 1?
That's Jill.
Jill, yeah. Jill that's Valentine. Really cool. Yeah, I remember that.
Claire Redfield.
Because it's like half story, and then you rescue her, and then you yourself get kidnapped, and you turn into the female character as well.
Because Chris Redfield is Claire Redfield's brother.
Oh.
Yeah, and so she comes out in the third one, Nemesis, Claire Redfield, I think, something like that. Or something like that, everybody.
And now we got Mona Sachs. Mona Sachs in Max Payne.
Oh.
She was a contract killer. Crazy chick. You get bonus points for her. I mean, she is one of the greatest characters, and guess who she's played by? Mila Kunis. Yes, I'm...
Mila Kunis?
Yeah, Mila Kunis plays Mona, which is cool because this was pretty far back.
Coocher's
so
wife?
She was really, yeah, Coochie wife. And she was way far back. And, I mean, this was way far before she got really, really famous. You know, she was, Max Payne was a great game. This was on, what, PlayStation 3 and Xbox One, I believe? Max Payne? It was a great game, though. And
it was great. The first one was really great. But Mona Sachs is on the second
one. She's on part... One.
She's on part one, too?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I didn't even know. She must be an Easter egg.
Yep.
Because on part one, Max Payne's wife and his baby gets shot in the shotgun.
Ooh.
And they show it.
Pretty
they
sad.
Don't show the death, but they show the crib. They show the bloody crib.
That's what's cool about games back then. They emotionally would take you in and bring
that
you
one
in
was really
to the story.
Good.
Yeah, that's the kind of games... That need to be created more often.
Audience out there, if you remember the scene in Max Payne, if you played Max Payne Part 1, go ahead and play it. It's out for everything right now. But there's a scene where you kill a devil worshiper.
Man.
And in the scene, in the video game, where as you like go down the stairs, you transcend the stairs or descend the stairs to go meet him and fight him, he's mentioning all these angels from like all these books, and it's so creepy. It's so good.
So he's reading out of a good book, or is it?
No, he's a devil worshiper.
Oh, he's reading out of the bad book.
Yeah.
He's reading out of the...
And he's naming all the angels from the Bible.
The bad guys, though, right? Only bad angels or
good ones too. Gabriel, Michael.
Oh shoot.
Loki.
That is
the bad
some scary
one.
Stuff.
Loki's
see,
the bad one.
They try to bring reality. See, they don't do that no more. That's what they need to start doing in order to make games better. Is bring reality.
Well,
into
Lennies don't know what
world.
Reality is.
Yeah.
So that's how come they can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Max Payne had a real grip on reality.
That's
it was
true.
A real serious game.
I agree with you on that one for sure.
But yeah, you get to kill the devil worshiper, and it is great. I ain't gonna lie. That was a great scene in a video game. Mona Sachs is in part two, though. She plays Max Payne's secret love interest. Does he get with her? I don't know. He saves her life, though. Tifa Lockhart? Final Fantasy VII Remake is coming out. Rebirth, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Tifa will be in it again. And
they're gonna make it nice, too.
Tifa dies.
Oh,
Tifa dies.
Spoiler alert.
You know how I found out? So I downloaded, I bought Final Fantasy VII for the Nintendo Switch. It's out, everybody. You can go ahead and get it. I paid for it. It costs $19. So when I was playing it, though, you know, it's a long game. So I was playing it without the cheats. I was just going through the motions. And I tell my friend, hey, I'm playing Final Fantasy
VII. Just like we said, he said about, I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm just going to tell them this real fast and then I'll let you get back to it. Like I was telling you earlier, you compare the gigabytes, it's about 7 or 8 gigs. But if you download it on Switch, you're talking about 20 gigs or more. I mean, on Switch, on PlayStation. If you download it on Switch, it's about 7 or 8 gigs. And on PlayStation 4 or 5, it's about 20 gigs or more. So that's the difference. It takes up a lot of room. But yet, you could take it with you and take it anywhere you want to go, and the graphics are the same.
So, yes, everybody, Tifa Lockhart, oh, yeah, I was playing, and I was like, yeah, I'm playing as Tifa. I'm kicking everyone's butt. And he's like, he looked at it, and he took a look, and he's like, oh, Tifa, oh, the one who dies right now. And I was like, what? She dies? Because if you know the game, like, you get really invested in Tifa.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time.
She's she doesn't have a family.
What's her super special power, too, besides her?
Love.
Oh, right.
She's like kind of like the fifth element, you know?
Yes.
Love. So Tifa is the fifth element. In fact, I'm pretty certain those games inspired each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, my friend took a look at it and said, oh, Tifa, the one who dies right now. And I was like, what?
And he spoiler alerted you into your
and
face.
And then he even started laughing. He's like, dude, that's like a 20-year-old spoiler. It doesn't count. And I was like, you're right, man. It doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count. Just like we just spoiled it, it doesn't count. And so now we have Heather Mason of Silent Hill.
Oh, yeah, that's what
Heather
I said.
Heather Mason. Oh, you
but,
said it earlier?
But yeah, but elaborate on her. Oh. I mentioned her, but like elaborate.
You did? I didn't know.
What Silent Hill she came out in and all that.
Pay attention, Renner. Silent Hill. She was on Silent Hill all the way till the first one, to the third one. And even in the film Silent Hill Revolution, her freaking character was named. She's the first female and teenager to lead the horror franchise. The first female and teenager to lead the horror franchise. Heather is in an upgrade over her two bland old male proceeders. Game Revolution said that. So, I mean, they're saying she's better than her male counterparts. So they wanted her to lead, and she's the first one ever to lead the Silent Hill whole freaking franchise. Pretty big deal.
Alyssa Steamer, everybody, from the Tony Hawk franchise. She's a skater.
Yeah.
Later on, she turned into a lesbian. But let me tell you, back in the day, she was hooking up with Jamie Thomas, I think, was her first boyfriend. I think Jamie Thomas is the one who took it from her. But Jamie Thomas used to be a player, and he pimped a lot of hoes back in the day. And he probably broke her heart a couple times. And then he finally married a Filipina chick and had babies with her. And Alyssa Steamer had to see it all. But Alyssa Steamer was the very first mainstream awesome skater. Like, chicks out there, I know you're listening, and I know you know who Alyssa Steamer is. She did it. She was the first one to grind. She did the lazy grind where you, like, put your butt down, and then you grind. You kind of, like, do a lazy, I think that's what it's called, the lazy grind.
The lazy grind.
And you kind of just scoot with your butt all the way down, but you don't put your butt on the ground. You know, you're still skating. You're still sliding. And Alyssa Steamer is the one who started that. Candy Kong from the Donkey Kong franchise.
Candy Kong. Oh, yeah, that's right.
She's the a monkey.
Girl. The girl monkey.
And ladies, don't get me wrong. I'm not calling you monkeys because guys, we're the monkeys.
Yeah, we are. You girls are fine.
Wah, Candy Kong, everybody. She's from the Donkey Kong video game. Hold on. I'm thinking of something right now. Goldeneye. Natalia. Natalia from Goldeneye. Do you remember Natalia from Goldeneye?
Natalia from Goldeneye, man.
She'd get in the elevator and you throw a bunch of...
Nintendo 64 Goldeneye?
Yeah. Mm. You'd throw a bunch of proximity mines in the elevator. The elevator would close. Natalia would blow up and you'd see her head go through the graphics of the elevator. And she would die and you'd lose the match. But it was so hilarious. You would just continually keep on killing Natalia. You'd shoot her in the hands, you know, shoot her in the feet. This game programmed the game so that everybody in the game, every NPC, has hit points. So, like, you hit them in the hand, and it's like a hit shock, and they move their hand. Yes. You hit them in their foot, it's like, they have real good precision in this game. But you could also do it to Natalia, who's on your team, who's a girl.
Natalia.
Who has no weapons or no defense. Back. My mother used to hate it. Oh. We'd be killing Natalia every time. Which reminds me, Perfect Dark, Joanna Dark.
Joanna Dark.
Also a rare video game from Nintendo 64 days. It is actually the predecessor. No. The successor.
It's the Predator.
Sorry.
It's the sexy successor.
There is no girl Predator. It is the successor to GoldenEye. Perfect Dark, everybody. If you remember it, not that stupid one for Xbox 360. That game was garbage.
Yeah. I'm
talking about the N64 version, yeah. Perfect Dark. That's Joanna a great Dark. One.
And then we do have Catwoman. We haven't even talked about Catwoman yet. Catwoman from the Batman series. She could crawl on walls. I mean, Gunner passed it already. I'm working on it, but Gunner has passed the game and on the remake game version, actually. And Catwoman could crawl. She could do everything.
Where's the Wonder Woman video game?
You could upgrade her. You could kick butt. She's pretty amazing. And she fights pretty cool. You Poison Ivy, right? Moves. Her main enemy is Poison Ivy. Like, yeah. Batman to Joker, yeah. Poison Ivy to Catwoman.
Yep. Catwoman and but because they're girls, they get along a lot. They get on like the
a
same,
little better, yeah. More
they get on the same cycle, and so they work together a lot. They're like, hey,
wait,
dude,
what cycle? Month cycle? Monthly?
Yeah, you know, the monthly cycle.
Monthly cycle? Get, okay.
You know, they're both women,
so they get Poison Ivy, and you know, they're
just like a bunch of men who get together. Want
to? They get Poison Ivy and their cats are. Death.
They get their cats a little angry. One's got the
kitties get poisony. All right, anyway.
Oh man! All right, Catwoman. For that matter, Poison Ivy, too, is the villain. That's another good... Maybe
Poison
next week we'll have...
Ivy.
Oh, I got it. Next week, we'll have the famous female villains in video games.
Oh, all right. Yeah, we'll save
Poison
that
Poison Ivy,
one.
We'll start with
we'll
her.
Save all
there's a
them.
Few more.
There's a lot of them. So, you guys, stay tuned. We already got the idea for next week's episode.
Yeah.
It's right here.
Audience out there,
in person.
What are some female villains in video games
you
that
maniacs,
you could think
let
about?
Let us know. Who is your favorite female villain?
Yes. Does Spider-Man
or hero.
Have
you
one?
Know what? Let them give us them hero too. Who is their favorite hero and villain? How about you do the combination? You know?
Assassin's Creed has a woman in it, remember?
Mm-hmm. It does. Oh, it does. The girl on Vita, I remember playing the Vita, and there's a whole game of the woman. I've actually played that one many times. She would shoot poison darts and slice people up. Do you remember her name, Gunner?
The producers have just faxed us this. In our...
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Lucy Stillman, Assassin's Creed 1-2.
Oh, okay. This is different.
Rebecca Crane, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. That's the one.
I was talking about the one where she actually is a player. No, it's an exclusive for the Vita.
Oh.
It was an exclusive and you play as a female only.
Cassandra from Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Oh, I never heard of that girl.
There she is.
She's hot, though.
Aveline de Grand Pré, Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation.
Assassin's Creed 3.
That's the PS Vita one.
That's the one.
Her name is Aveline de Grand Pré.
And see, so this is one of the only, probably the one and only time that an Assassin's Creed female character was the lead character. Usually it was SCO or one of those other guys.
So, Aveline de Grand Pré is Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation's brave and virtuous protagonist.
She was cool.
This stunning game is set in the 18th century,
New Orleans. That's the one.
And it takes players on an epic adventure filled with great characters, dark secrets, as well as lots of blood, hidden blades, and murder.
I don't know if it was an exclusive for only Vita, because I remember... It
came out for the Switch.
Oh, it did? Oh,
well, okay. Now it's on now, Switch now.
Yeah.
And then so we got Song Jun from Assassin's Creed Chronicles China.
That's interesting.
And then we have Evie Fry from Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Assassin's
Creed is down
of
with the ladies.
Syndicate. I forgot about that
Syndicate.
That's the main one.
Syndicate.
You get the option to be the male or the awesome female character.
Or Caitlyn Jenner.
Just as good. But no, that's the third option, and it hasn't popped up yet. That's a DLC, actually.
Everybody out there, there you have it. The Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. The show.
The show.
It happened, everybody. If you were listening, you saw some good stuff. You listened to some good stuff.
Hopefully you're at work. We were very talkative about the information that we dropped. And so we were just giving you guys everything, the good experience. If you want to check out these female gamers, not gamers, characters in games, then you should go check them out. Any of them. Because they're all awesome and all great. They're all relatable to what we said.
Yeah, try to collect the female gamers of the world. I'm certain there's some that we left out. Video gamers, maniacs out there.
Maniacs.
Can you help us out with some female leads that we left out that are some amazing franchises? I know there's...
There's a lot more in fighting games.
So many more.
Yeah, in fighting games,
fighting games.
There's a ton of them, but we just...
Dead or Alive. Remember Dead or Alive? One. Chrissy from Dead or Alive.
That's
right, man.
Yeah,
the assassin with the Jaguars.
Yeah.
She was dope.
There's a ton more, but it's okay because we were talking about the ones that play
Minnie Mouse, Mulan. You know, they got their own video games.
Mulan, I know. Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, she's got hers.
And Barbie.
Barbie's got her own video game. Not to be confused with that garbage trash movie that came out with Ryan Gosling. Goose. No, Barbie the video game, Sega Genesis. Barbie's PlayStation 2, 3, 4.
All of them.
You know, so everybody out there, you tell us who we miss. You tell us your favorite female in video games.
Your favorite female.
You tell us who's the sexiest, and you tell us your thoughts. Follow the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast on Instagram.
The one who you think's the biggest warrior.
And join the conversation.
And whatever you think they are, the brainiac one, you know, one with the best powers. You can give us all that information, and we will gladly take it in, and we will announce the winner of the best comment. On next week's episode.
We will. Before the end of the month, we'll tell you who the audience thinks is the best.
At the end of the month. We'll make a whole poll. We'll give you guys to the end of the month, and then we'll announce it.
So everybody out there, the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast is America's favorite podcast. We love America. We talk good things about America. Not like all these Lennies are just trashing us
the
entire time. People from America trashing America. That doesn't make sense. Like, this is where you live.
Yep.
If I lived in Brazil, I would love Brazil. If I lived in Germany, I would love Argentina. If I lived in Europe, I would love Europe. If I lived in Iceland, I would love Iceland. If I lived in Canada, if I lived in Greenland, I would love Greenland.
Yeah, anywhere. Come on.
If I lived in America, I would love America because that's where I live. That's my home.
Everyone else. We love you guys too out there. You know, but you can't hate on your own home. Do you ever hear the Chinese saying burning Chinese flags on their protests? No.
You ever see England burning England flags in their protests?
No.
You ever see France saying, I hate Trump and I hate America and I'm leaving and I can't wait because this country is terrible.
And French rolls suck? No.
You ever
don't
see
hear
French
that.
People saying, I hate French rolls and I hate French bread and I hate French fries.
And plus, and I hate
Belgian waffles.
They taught you guys how to kiss the best. The Frenchers taught us how to kiss the best.
Exactly.
Without that, we probably wouldn't be here. A lot of the babies wouldn't be made.
Do French people say they hate French kissing?
Oh, man.
So what is the reason Americans say they hate Americans? Maybe they have very small personalities.
They gotta take the hate out of their hearts.
Yeah, take that haircut and shave those Edgars off, too.
And change your whole persona.
Everybody out
people,
there, we are gonna take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're gonna recap the show. We're gonna give you the 2-minute rundown, and we're gonna set you on your merry path to get to work and back.
Yeah.
Don't forget to watch the condensed version on YouTube, where we take everything we talked about in this episode and we condense it down into 15 minutes, just so you could have something informative if you want to re-listen to some information that we spilled out in today's episode, but you can't remember, you don't want to go through an hour and a half of content to find it. We're going to put out the YouTube episode, the YouTube version. Everybody, we got a lot of things coming in the future.
A lot more.
We got Running on the Streets, where Runner goes and interviews our audience.
All of our audience, our greatest freaking audience members.
And also, we got Nikes for our winners. Anyone who wins the contest will get a brand new pair of Nikes.
Brand new pair.
Everybody, we got to take a commercial break. So follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us everywhere.
Any platform you can find us, we will be there.
But all this
and a whole lot more
after these commercial breaks. Apple Podcasts, and anywhere where you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Man, where are those guys at? They still in the back cooking it?
Welcome back, everybody, to the Monday Morning Video Game Podcast, America's favorite podcast. Where we provide this show for you commercial-free and completely free for the working man and the working woman, especially the working woman this month because it happens to be Women's History Month.
And besides the history of women, we would be history if there wasn't any women to give us women's history. So we got to send special shout-outs to women and everything that they do for America.
Thank you.
The whole world, actually. The whole world. Not only America. I mean, look at how many people are in China and India. Who do you think gives birth to all those people? Guys,
women.
Though. Yeah.
Women.
Women do. So.
What we're saying is we salute you, women.
We do. Yeah. So, women, thank you for everything. And, women in video games was powerful. Did you see all those great names? Did you see how they changed the way games are played now?
Solid.
Remember that I'm not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during our post segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lennox.